Recording then.
Okay, call to order. The Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting on Tuesday, May 21st, 2024 at 5:04 p.m. Everybody please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Roll call. We have Board Vice Chair Terry Hugin.
Here.
Board Chair Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
Cindy Byram, Financial Consultant.
Here.
Corey Mize, Financial Consultant.
Here.
So I figured first we could go over the proposed budget, which is going to be all you. And it's under tab one. There's going to be, first there's the budget, and then on page 22 of the board packet is the narrative. We're just going to explain some of the changes.
Thank you, Evelyn. All right. Good evening, members of the Finance Committee. I'm Corey, and I'm here representing Ike Bailey to present the proposed budget for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025. Before diving into the budget and discussing the key changes, I'd like to discuss some of the assumptions that we used while preparing the budget, and then I'll touch on these again when I come to the respective line items. But just for an overview, electricity, we used a 10% increase assumption, inflation at 4%, property tax assumption at 2%. For salaries, there's a 5% step increase for those that are eligible, and a 4.3% COLA increase, which is based off the CPI rates for Riverside, San Bernardino, Ontario County. And then the fuel assumption is 10%. For interest revenue, we use zero to be conservative because we do anticipate decreases in interest rates in the coming years. And then cell tower lease is just 2% based on the contract, and our insurance assumption is at 10%, which is pretty common right now that we've been seeing at a lot of other districts. So now to get into the budget, if you look at Schedule A, which is our proposed budget for the proposed general budget, I want to explain a little bit about each column. So column A that you're looking at is the adopted budget for FY24. Column B represents projected year-end balances for fiscal year 24. And it's good to note that these amounts are estimates, and they're based off the actual activity through March 2024, with April through June being estimates. And we look at a variety of factors when preparing these, so the actual results will vary. Column C displays the proposed budget for FY25, and then columns D and E display the dollar and percentage differences from projected FY24 results to FY25 proposed budget. And I just wanted to make that distinction that this is not a budget to budget, it's a budget to projected ending. So when you see that 3%, that's 3% over projected year end. So now I will go through and touch on some of the key line items and changes. So looking at our revenues, for operating income, lines 3, 4, and 5, the budget for FY25 is based off projected year-end with a 3% scheduled rate increase, which is in accordance with the scheduled rate increase that will be effective January 1st, 2025. For line 6, our fees and our charges, this is set at projected year-end. For line 7, our basic facility fees. These fees can be unpredictable, so we like to budget this conservatively. So the budget that you're seeing for FY25 is based on 4 anticipated meter installations, although we may see more. Lines 8 and 11, which are both related to property taxes, this budget is in line with the projected results with a 2% increase. And then looking at line 12,
Before you move on to that, can I ask her, so for the commodity sales, you didn't budget for an increase in volume?
No, we did not budget for an increase in volume.
And when you say we, you mean you and Michael,
yes,
right?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Right. When I say we, I mean district.
I want to make sure that this is Michael's budget, general manager's budget.
Yeah, that was kind of my input. He wanted to increase it by 3%.
Okay.
And then he wanted to add another 5% on top of that. And I thought that may be a little bit strong, so I thought just do the 3%.
Okay, so you've looked at all these assumptions, as I know you did. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I mean, I do the same thing when I'm in a budget meeting, and I often forget, okay, I'm not saying the district, and it's really not my budget. We're just assembling it, so.
All right.
Chris, if we're back on that real quick.
Yeah.
So what is the proposed rate increase in going to be 3%?
Yes, the proposed rate increase.
Okay, but that's not coming in until January 1.
Right.
Yes.
So we do a half a year of the 3%. So we continue the rates as they are, and then we got a half a year of an additional 3%. But we also got the half a year of the 3% from the prior year that we're going to get in the first half of the year, and that's why you see a whole 3%.
Okay.
Yeah, it confused me too, honestly. I'm with you. And then, you know, obviously we'll look at the rates in the next rate study and see what's needed down the road.
Yes, thank you. And I meant to say that before. If on any line you have a question, feel free to stop me. Stop me right where I'm talking. So, okay. So line 12, I think, is where we're at for a cell tower lease income. The budget for FY25 is just based off a 2% contractual increase. Line 13 for miscellaneous non-operating income. This is our like miscellaneous fees, refunds, reimbursements, and these obviously are unpredictable, so we like to budget this conservatively at zero due to that unpredictable nature. Looking next at lines 14 and 15, which are both interest income, I'm sure you've seen it on the financials. We have split them now into interest income for investment accounts and interest income for water bills. Beginning with line 14, for the interest income investment accounts, this is our LAIF, our CLASS, and our Bank of New York Mellon Trust Company. So FY25 is budgeted in line with projected ending. We didn't want to increase it. Like we said, we do anticipate interest rates to drop. And then for the interest income on the water bills, this is budgeted with that same 3% rate increase because these are interest charges on the customer bills. And now moving down to expenses, beginning. Any questions?
Quick question on that one. So, on the interest from the investments, if we think that interest rates are going to go down, why is the proposed budget the same as the projected end year of this year?
Just because with the investment. Accounts, since we have that money in there and it is going up right now, we expect to have more money in there at the end of the year. So we're keeping it steady level.
I was thinking the increase in the cash will balance out the fact that the feds keep talking about a rate decrease and they're not doing it. And it doesn't sound like there's going to be one this calendar year from everything I'm hearing. So that maybe we see something in January of next year. I just think it's going to take a while. I think that there was an anticipated decrease at the federal meeting, and they didn't do it. And that anticipation of that decrease was already factored into the rates. So we already kind of got that lowering. And so I don't think it's going to lower. I really don't. I think that you're going to have just a little bit more income.
Right, and I think when mm-hmm. we manage to put more in there, it's going to balance everything out.
I do too.
The interest rates will come down, I'm still going to load more money in there, so it should balance everything out. Because I mean, that's where we're making money. It's like you know, cash register, or the your meters are your cash register, and then the money we put into the California CLASS account. Those are big sources of income.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
So we think that the same for next year is going to be.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So moving on to expenses, if we look at lines 19 through 25, which all have to do with payroll, some notable assumptions changes are for line 20 director's fees. This is budgeted in line with the prior year budget to keep that money there for an assumed level of activity. I know right now our projections are looking a little bit low, but we want to keep that money there for the board meetings. For line 21, management and customer service. So this budget for FY25 is based on scheduled COLA increase of 4.3% and the retirement of the current customer account supervisor. And when they retire, the customer accounts representative will be promoted to supervisor. And this is supposed to happen in December, so that'll leave a vacancy in the customer accounts rep for 6 months. So that's why you're not seeing the budget really increase, because we'll have a vacant position for 6 months. And then also there's an anticipated step increase for the general manager.
Do you have a question, yes. Director Tincher?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a little tricky because obviously Ellen's going to retire in December and then Kate's going to go full time, but at a lower rate. So
it's kind of, yeah,
it's kind of balanced.
I didn't understand the 6 month thing.
Oh, because the retirement is supposed to happen in December. So the customer accounts rep, when they get promoted to supervisor, that position will be vacant for the final 6 months of FY25.
Oh, you're not going to try to replace Kate?
Well, Ellen's going to leave, and then Kate's going to step in full time.
Right.
But not at the same capacity. She'll be at a lower hourly rate.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we're planning on filling Katie's position because her.
So Katie's going to be able to handle everything.
Sure.
Yeah, and then we'll help her too.
Yeah, we all fill in.
Okay.
That's what she kind of was hired for, was to take over Ellen when Ellen leaves. But she's been part time for the past couple of years.
Okay. So. Sorry.
No. You're great. No. So for line 22 for field workers, this is increased due to planned COLA increases and an anticipated step increase for the field crew lead. Line 23 for employee benefit expense, this is one of the biggest jumps we see here. And this increase is due to that promotion of the customer accounts representative. When they get promoted, the medical, dental, and vision is expected to increase because they will have a higher cost election than the current supervisor. And then we also have one employee that will be changing health election to include spouse and dependent. And then the increase also takes into account the addition of retiree health benefits, which is going to be at $250 a month. And right now we only have it budgeted for one employee, one that's retiring in December. And then line 24, payroll taxes. These are expected to stay close to projected year-end results. Any questions before moving off of payroll? Okay, so moving down to lines 27 through 36, these are our facilities, wells, and transmission and distribution. The budget for this, we want to leave a reasonable allowance of cost to repair and maintain the water system. This category can be difficult to budget due to the unexpected nature and timing of these occurrences, but some notable assumptions include line 28, for lab fees. So the budget for FY25 is decreasing from projected results, but this is due to FY24, we had to do triennial sampling for Title 22 compliance, and that'll happen every 3 years, so the next occurrence won't be until FY27, but that's why we're seeing the decrease in FY25. Looking at line 29 for meter testing and repair, this budget is based on projected ending with an inflationary increase to account for any unexpected maintenance that the district might see. Line 30, utilities. The FY25 budget is based on projected results with a 10% electricity increase. Line 31 for R&M materials. This is based off of it's based on projected ending, even though projected ending's low, but we wanted to build an increase because we are moving $10,000 from the customer shut off wall materials, which is was previously on capital. We're moving that to the general fund, and you'll see that when we get to the capital schedule as well. And then we also wanted to keep the budget there, like I said, for unexpected maintenance we might see. Line 32 for well maintenance. This budget is based on an increase in chemical costs relating to delivery fees and fuel prices, as well as maintaining a conservative approach for any anticipated maintenance. Line 33 for security. This budget is a decrease from FY24, but this is due to a new contract that we have that the district has with Bay Alarm and discontinuing Securitas services in November of 2023. This also accounts for $3,000 for a new fire alarm panel, plus $163 quarterly payments for fire alarm maintenance. Did you have a question? And then line 35, facilities, wells, T&D. This budget is based on the FY24 budget, not projections, and that's because projections are pretty low, but we did include a $1,000 increase, and this is because FY24 saw a lot less claw ball services because the Bonita vault was being worked on, but that is supposed to be completed in FY24, which we'll see on the capital schedule. And that completion will lead to more claw ball services in FY25. So that's why we boosted that budget. So before moving on to office expenses, any questions? No? All right. Moving down to lines 37 through 48. for office expenses. Some notable assumptions include utilities in office, which is line 38, and this is based off FY24 projected with a 10% electricity increase and a trash recycling cost increase. Line 39 for the water billing system. The budget for FY25 is based on a new billing system, so we're planning on seeing an annual fee increase plus a $10 per month e-check fee. Line 40, supplies and equipment. This is budgeted in line with projected results from FY24 with an inflationary increase. This is for both that and line 41, copier and supplies. Line 42, dues and subscriptions, is based on projected ending. We are adding a QuickBooks subscription that we recently paid, so that's already factored into our projected ending. And that's really the only new due and subscription that we have. Before moving on to support services, any questions for those?
No.
Okay. Lines 49 through 56 for support services. So starting at line 50 on the financial audit, this is just based on our audit contract. Line 51 for accounting, this budget is increased from projections by 10%, and that's due to rising costs, position changes at iBailey, and technology fee increases. Moving to line 52, FY25 is budgeted in line with the 24 budget, although you can see projections are low, but we want to keep that money there for any unanticipated legal matters that may pop up. Moving down to payroll services, line 53, this is based on projected amounts with projected ending with an inflationary increase. Line 55, insurance, the budget for FY25 is based on the actual premium received in April 2024, but then also with a 10% increase that we expect to see when we renew it next year. And that 10% increase is pretty common. We've been seeing that at a lot of our districts. Moving down to line 57, which is our training.
Do we want to see if there's questions?
Yes, questions. Yes. Any questions for support services?
No.
Okay, so moving on to line 57 for training and travel. We're keeping that in line with FY24 budget, just so the districts have funds if they need it for, you know, any trainings they want to attend. I know we're going to come in a little under this year, but we want to keep that money there just in case. And then lines 59 through 68 is our service tools and equipment. And just broadly speaking, there's really not too many big changes here. The budget is higher than projected results. And higher than projected results, but lower than the previous budget. And that's mainly due to decreasing the budget for line 60, shop supplies and small tools. Any questions on any of those? Because I know it was just kind of a broad. No. Okay. So moving on to lines 69 through 73. These are non-operating expenses, which include our interest and loan fees and interest expense for wealth or loan and our vehicle financing and miscellaneous expenses. But the budget for this is increased by 9%. And this is primarily due to the addition of the wealth or loan. And with interest payments began in November. Moving down to line 76, this is our capital projects. I'm not really going to touch on this right now. We do have a separate schedule for this, which will be Schedule B. That's what we'll be looking at next. So I'll talk about that more in detail when we get to it. And then finally, on the general is line 77, our debt principal. And this includes our principal payments on the DWR loan, Welfare loan, and our vehicle financing. And this budget is based on the debt repayment schedules. Any questions on general before moving to capital? No.
Sorry, you're on line 77?
Yes, yes.
Right, so the debt service, this is the debt that we owe?
Yes, yes. These are the principal, the principal amounts. And those went up because of the Welfare loan.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's why it went up. Uh-huh. That's the primary increase. And then, so moving on to Schedule B, which is our proposed capital budget. I'll talk about the columns again. It's very similar to Schedule A. Column A is our adopted budget for FY24. B represents our projected year end, which is, again, these amounts are estimates and the results will vary. And then column C is our proposed budget for FY25. So looking first at lines 2 through 15, these are our reserve-funded projects to be fully funded by district reserves. For line 3, well and tank repairs, we removed that budget and we just moved it to a new line for tank maintenance. That's our line 4. So the plan is in FY25, that budget's going to be used for tank inspections, and the district is planning on inspecting one tank per year for the next 4 years, and then there will be a gap between the cycles, and it will begin again. Line 5 for customer shutoff valves, this is what I mentioned on the general budget. This budget was moved from here over to the general for line 31, the R&M materials. Line 6 for meter replacements, this is budgeted at $10,000 for water meter replacement program. Line 7 for our main replacements, there was no activity in FY24 because the budget was used to cover the unanticipated well 1 emergency repairs that we had. So we do plan to keep a budget there because we are planning to replace, a district is planning to replace a section of the pipeline every year. Line 8, Bonita Vault, this is not expected to have a carryover budget, and the project is expected to be completed by the end of FY24. Line 9 for a new truck, the district has been putting away $10,000 every year in anticipation of buying a new truck when it is needed. Line 10, utility billing, this is budgeted at $30,000 for FY25, and in FY25 we expect to see the utility billing implementation completed. Line 11 for well 1 emergency, this was completed in FY24, so the budget was removed for 25. Line 12, our rate study. So FY25 budget includes $40,000 for a new rate study to be conducted. And I just want to point this out, if you are looking at the narrative in your packets, it does say $30,000 on the narrative, but the number on the budget is right, $40,000. I will amend that before we take it to the full board. Just wanted to point that out, though, in case you see that discrepancy. And then line 13 for well 4 electrical panel. This is a new project, so we have $136,000 there for a new electrical panel at well 4. Line 14 is another new project, and the district is budgeting $50,000 for a new facility building at well 2. So before getting into the grant debt-funded capital projects, do you have any questions on the reserve-funded?
I don't.
So the last two items, item 12, item 13, and item 14. Item 13 is for the well panel and also 2 clay valves because they control when the well kicks on and kicks off and everything like that. So that was $26,000. So the well panel itself is just a little bit over 110. So that's a combination of both. And then the new well facility at well 2, I know we have the property for sale on Main Street, but at least I wanted to budget a little bit of money to get them started, and then when the property sells, then we could put some money in reserves and then finish the building process.
Yeah, do we account for that building anywhere in the budget?
No, that's
property,
yeah,
selling?
No.
Okay, because you can't. Yeah.
We've been reducing the price, and people are calling. They want to pay $20,000 to $30,000, and we're asking $225,000 right now because it has utilities, fencing, and it's a prime location. So we're just holding steady right now.
And the rate study, I do think we should send out an RFP soon for that because our previous rate consultants, they aren't doing them anymore. So we're going to look at to a new company. And the costs have gone up. I know the last one was about $30,000. So, and that was 5 years ago. The costs have gone up kind of dramatically over the past few years. So I'm hoping it'll come in at $40,000.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael and Cindy, for your assistance. So now moving down to lines 16 through 33, these are the district's grant/debt-funded capital projects. So lines 17 through 19 for the isolation valves, this project was completed, so there will be no carryover in FY25. Lines 20 through 22 for the groundwater well improvements. These are no longer going to be supported by the San Gregorio Pass gap funding and will instead be district paid and reimbursed just by the State Water Resource Control Board. The FY25 budget consists of carryover from FY24. Lines 23 through 26, This project is actually expected to be completed in FY24, so it is removed from the budget. Lines 27 through 29 for the Well 4 debt. This was completed in FY24, so the district only has the debt service budgeted, which we saw in the general budget. And then lines 30 through 32, which is a new project funded by the Department of Water Resources. It's the Esperanza Waterline Improvement. And it is worth noting that the project is estimated to cost $359,700, and the grant funding is going to be $343,700. So that's going to leave the district to fund $16,000 of that project. And the budget for FY25 does consist of carryover from FY24 because it has started this year.
And that's all ballpark anyway, correct, on the water line improvement?
Yes.
Yes.
Because they're putting a 900 feet, and 900 feet, I know I can manage it well, so it'll be done under budget and even put in a little additional pipe.
And then, that concludes with the budget, and I just wanted to point out that overall the district is budgeting to add $5,400 to its reserves. And every time we prepare the budget, we also prepare 10-year projections to see how we'll be doing down the line. And looking at the outward projections, the district does look good. There's nothing to worry about on the horizon. District does not appear to have any issues meeting reserve targets in future years. So that concludes my whole spiel, so if I'm available for any questions or comments.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say is for the Bonita Vault on the capital projects, we're not sure yet if we're going to be able to get it all done this year, but we should know closer to the next month.
Is that due to
the
vault?
Yeah.
I had to change companies. Mm-hmm. The other ones, the first company I went with was not responding, and then I called the second quote. You'll find out in the operations report a little bit more. Or responsive. We put 50% down, and he asked me if it was urgent, so hopefully we'll meet the deadline and we'll get it installed.
We should hopefully know closer to next month's meeting, though.
Okay,
we'll
perfect.
More.
Yeah.
And then we can amend the budget accordingly.
Well, how dare they?
So that means at the end of next year, we're looking closer to have almost $2 million in reserves, right?
Yes.
That's the magic number we've been trying to
I know.
For 5 years.
I'm telling you.
And now we're
That's right.
Grade study.
I'm very proud of you guys.
Well, we'll hit it next month.
Yeah.
And hopefully stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that this 1999600?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get that extra $400 in there, huh?
I know, right? You gotta find $400 by the next time, if you could, please.
You know, we've been holding off.
You know,
we
can just take it out of financial. I mean,
right?
Yeah, but I mean, I was hoping that the Bonita Vault would have already progressed, and unfortunately, there's just a little bit of a time delay. But we are receiving, like I said, the property taxes and the standby fees, so that'll take us over, and then starting out next year, we'll just manage accordingly. So. Trying to stay at that level.
Yeah, and hopefully we don't see interest rates drop, because then, you know, hopefully that 400 will come from there.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
All right, for the regular financials, do you want to handle it or do you want me to?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so moving on to the financials tab. Page 6 of the board packet. So on the first page, we have the balance sheet, and this is as of April 30th, 2024. On line 5, we see the total cash and investments. That is the Chase Bank balances, the LAIF account, the California class, and that balance was at $1,908,000 at the month end. And then the district's total liabilities down on line 31 was at $569,000, almost $570,000 at the month end. Any questions on this page?
It's nice, there's almost $2 million in savings.
Almost. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on to the profit and loss. The year to date is at 83%. And again, this is as of April 30th. On column A is everything that we earned and spent in April, and then column B is where we're at from the start of the fiscal year until now, or until April 30th. And I'm going to point out a couple of ones that are out of line. So on line 7, we have the basic facilities fees. That's in revenue. We're at 582%. we only budgeted for 1 5/8-inch meter, but we had 2 new 3/4-inch meters installed this month, and then total of more than 1 5/8-inch. I don't know how many that was.
How many signed up this month?
We had 2 3/4-inch that people paid for. And then this month, actually just this week, we had another 5/8-inch, which is $9,000. Mm-hmm. So we'll see that one on next month's, or half of that on next month's budget. And then on line 8, we have the standby fees, tax revenue. We should see more of this in May, this current month. Right now we're only at 64%. But most of the income for this comes in January and May. And then same with line 7, property taxes. That one's only at 58%. We also see the bulk of that in January and May. And then down on line 15, we have interest income for investment accounts. That one's at 181%. We transferred a bunch of money from our just our regular Chase General account into the California Class account in, I believe, January. So we had a lot more interest coming in from that California Class account since then. And then on line 18, we have total revenues, which is at 80%, so just a little bit under what we budgeted for so far. Moving on to expenses, on line 26, the total payroll, it's at 82%, so just a little bit under budget. On line 29, we have the lab fees, which is at 139%. That's because of those triannual samples that we had to take that we didn't budget for. Or we had to catch up from years past. The first
Yeah, from 2014, there were some ones that were overlooked, so we had to make up for them this year.
But we shouldn't see a big jump like that until 3 more years from now. On line 32, we have line repair and maintenance materials, which is only at 14%. We kind of budgeted this off of the previous year, where we had to buy a bunch of materials for inventory. But this year, we've kind of been stocked up, so we didn't really need to buy as much. We might see a little bit more this month and next month, though. And then moving all the way down to line 49, total office expenses, which is the total for lines 38 down to 48. That's at 73%, so just a little bit under budget. That's mostly just random stuff that we need to purchase for the office, including also the electricity bill and the water billing system. Any questions on this first page?
No.
So on the next page, on line 53, we have the legal services, which is only at 26%. We haven't used legal very much, unless it's for grant stuff and then for annual reviews. But for the most part, we keep it pretty low, so it's only at 26%. On line 56, we have insurance, which is at 103%. This is paid through the rest of the year, and then there was a big jump from last year's insurance premium to this year for the general liability, just for wildfire risk and then just inflation. Down on line 62, we have vehicle fuel. This account includes fuel costs for district vehicles. Fuel ended up being higher than anticipated, and we've also been using the backhoe a lot more since they're working on the L2 site, so that's why that one's a bit higher. On line 69, we have total service tools and equipment, which is that whole section from 60 to 68, which is only at 56%, so most of those are pretty under budget. And then on line 71, we have the loan interest and processing fee, which is at 106%. That is for the DWR interest expense, the Ford interest expense, and the RCAC, I believe. The Welfare loan, the RCAC loan. So year-to-date is over budget due to the loan origination fees in October and April, which is for that RCAC loan for Well 4. And then down on line 76, the total non-operating expenses, which is this little section from 71 to 75, that was at 238%. We hadn't budgeted for line 74, which was the damaged truck and stolen tools. And then the line 75, which was the grant application share of costs for the Esperanza waterline project.
So doesn't that come back?
That does not. The grant application did not.
Well, that's just
application fees, yeah. Most of the time, application fees are...
Yeah, that was for us banning, I can't remember which other water districts, but where we all got together and put our grant application to the state, we had to pay a portion of that, and then all the other agencies also had to. And then on line 77, we have the total expenses, which is at only 75%. So we spent a little less than what we were expecting so far. And then I'm going to skip this right now, but on line 82, actually, let me point out line 81 first. That was the RCEDA loan, which we had from back in, I can't remember how long ago, 98, I think it was. That loan ended up being dissolved, so it shows up as a $300,000 income on our balance sheet, or on our profit and loss sheet. So on line 82, the net income slash loss, it shows that it's a $548,000 income, but really it's $248 income because of that $300,000.
You remember the backstory on that one?
Yes.
Yeah. Any questions on this one?
So that $300,000 really isn't capital, it's just money we don't have to pay back yet?
Right.
Yeah
it's done.
I'm just talking about like how it's listed here.
Yeah.
I think part of that section, if it was titled better, would be income before capital and unusual items. And so like to keep it out of the regular budget. So, and that's an unusual event. But our auditors have been asking us to take it off the books for a long time. And so we just finally said, all right, let's do it.
I think last year was when it was
expired. Last year, I think January was expired.
Excellent.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
All right, moving on to the capital then on the last page. Not a lot of activity, but I'm going to point out a couple of them. Line 5, we have the meter replacement. It's only at 24%. We've replaced almost all of the meters in the system, but we're still going to keep some money in the budget just to replace them as needed. I don't know. Do we have all the meters needed to replace the rest of them?
We pretty much do. We have a couple boxes in the warehouse, so we should be good. But I just wanted to leave because I mean we made an aggressive approach when we came here. $20,000 each year. Mm-hmm. We replaced 80% of them. Just some of them are difficult because of the old valves and everything. We got to do open heart surgery to replace them. So we're pretty much caught up.
Line 7, we have the Bonita Vault. As we mentioned earlier, we're hoping to have most of this done, if not all of it done, this fiscal year, but it might carry over into the next fiscal year, depending on when they can have the vault already. And then moving on, those were the reserve funded. Moving on to the grant slash debt funded projects. On line 15, this one we're going to see a lot more activity. It's for the Esperanza waterline improvements. We were hoping to have this all done this fiscal year, but it's not looking like that's going to happen. So we'll probably see the bulk of the invoices for that in the summer, probably after July, I think. And then on line 18, that's the only other active grant we have right now, which is for the test well. That one's been kind of slow moving, but hopefully we'll see more action for that one pretty soon. The ARPA and the isolation valves up top, those ones are completely done. We're just waiting to get the reimbursements for them. It's kind of slow moving on that end. And then the well 4 down on line 24, that one is done. So we just have to pay back that loan. And that's it. And then there's the nice little box on the bottom that has all that same information, but in a nicer looking way. Any questions at all? No? Good.
The agenda here. Any public comment? Okay. Well, then let's go ahead and adjourn the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. at 5:43 p.m.
Nice job.
Oh, there's more checks.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a big stack?